With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today in a case that will determine who's eligible for more than $530 million in federal virus relief funding set aside for tribes last year. More than a dozen Native American tribes sued the U.S. Treasury Department to limit the funding to tribes that have a political relationship with the U.S. The Treasury Department says corporations that provide services to Alaska Natives should be eligible too. Lower courts have split on the question. The case could have broader impacts on who qualifies as a tribe for federal contracting and compacts. Officials overseeing the Missouri River Basin say drought conditions and dry soil are reducing the potential for floods. Hydrologist Kevin Lau expects below-average water flows for the next 3 months.
Flood risk over most of the Missouri Basin is much reduced from normal due to the lack of plain snow, a near-average mountain snowpack, and the extreme soil dryness that exists over most of the basin.
Lau says despite a lower risk for flooding, there's a chance for minor to moderate flooding south of Gavin's Point Dam. Over the last 90 days, South Dakota was warmer than average and saw less precipitation, especially in the north. The National Weather Service predicts above-average temperatures for the entire basin during the summer. As we're seeing the impacts of COVID-19, one of the hardest hits is the price of fuel. As SDPB's Jordan Henderson reports, gas prices will continue to increase with more demand.
A year ago, gas prices were about $1.77 per gallon. There was even a point during the pandemic where the prices dropped below $1 a gallon. Today, prices across the country on average sit at about $2.85 per gallon. Now that communities are opening around the country, people like Sioux Falls resident Elizabeth Huckins miss the gas prices from those times.
Now that everybody's starting to travel more and more, notice them going up. So yeah, I do miss the lower gas prices, definitely.
Huckins drives to Brookings to coach and believes the increase in her fuel costs are brutal.
I'm hoping they'll go back down. I know it's probably going to keep going up throughout the summer, you know, when people are traveling a lot more. But yeah, I'm hoping they'll decline once winter hits again.
Prices have increased 60 cents since the start of the new year. And for Tim Taylor, that price is still too low.
I still think they're too low.
You still think they're too low?
Way too low.
And why?
Why? Yeah. Gas pollutes. It's causing the ozone layer to dissolve. We're paying nothing to get around. We're driving probably more than we should. We got way too much gas right now because people didn't use it. And there's no way electricity is ever gonna come to the forefront like President Biden wants it to unless we jack up the gas prices. So bring them.
Taylor drives 60 miles to and from work every day with what he describes as
some pretty thirsty vehicles.
Taylor believes the age of electric cars is coming, but until then, he's going to enjoy the lower prices.
Hey, I'm enjoying the low prices with everybody else, but for the sustainability of the earth and the betterment of the air we breathe and probably for our future generations, bring on the high prices.
With summer approaching and many people making travel plans, gas prices are expected to rise with demand. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jordan Henderson.
A new partnership between the University of South Dakota and the State Department of Social Services will train more personnel in elementary and secondary schools on crisis prevention and response. The training will help mental health providers in schools to identify children who are in need of services and how to meet those needs following or during a negative event, such as the coronavirus pandemic. It will also help personnel identify children who might be at high risk and in need of help outside the school setting. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.